Across the U.S., the National Weather Service operates 122 Doppler radars. These next-generation or NEXRAD systems give forecasters powerful tools to track weather conditions, including tornadoes and other severe storms. NEXRAD radars are located in Raleigh and in Greer, South Carolina, west of Spartanburg, but not in or near Charlotte. Some say that leaves a dangerous gap in radar coverage for the Charlotte region. And legislation now moving through Congress could lead to a change down the road. WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
In the wee hours of March 3, 2012, a tornado touched down in eastern Mecklenburg County, cutting a path more than 3 miles long through residential neighborhoods into Cabarrus County. The tornado damaged dozens of homes and tossed three young children from one house. No one was seriously hurt, but there was extensive damage.
Residents cleaning up from the storm that plowed through, damaging at least 20 homes around 2 a.m. as most of them slept.
The twister came and went within about 5 minutes, and the National Weather Service issued no tornado warning for the affected area. The storm is one example cited by those who say the current placement of Weather Service Doppler radars leaves much of the North Carolina Piedmont vulnerable to undetected tornadoes. WCNC-TV meteorologist Brad Panovich explains.
The way the Doppler radar works is it shoots out a beam in a straight line, and because the Earth curves, the farther away you get from the radar site, the higher up in the atmosphere the beam is.
So, by the time the radar beam from Greer travels about 80 miles to Charlotte, it's 8,000 to 9,000 feet up in the air.
Now, that can detect rain, but for severe weather like microburst or tornadoes, those all occur below the cloud level, and so the radar beam will overshoot that.
What about the radar images broadcast by Charlotte TV stations? They come either from the same government radars or from less powerful radars owned by the stations themselves. Panovich and other local TV forecasters agree it's not the same as having a government NEXRAD radar nearby. The National Weather Service wouldn't provide an interview for this story, but the agency points out that its forecasters use many tools, including on-the-ground weather observations and data from a smaller Doppler radar that the Federal Aviation Administration uses to spot dangerous storms near Charlotte's airport. Bottom line, the Weather Service maintains that its current network of radars provides comprehensive coverage for severe weather in the Charlotte area.
I would agree with that statement.
That's Steve Harned. Now retired from the National Weather Service, he headed the agency's operations in North Carolina when the NEXRAD radars were being installed in the 1990s. Harned says the radars were designed to detect storms up to about 125 miles away. Still, would a NEXRAD radar closer than Greer be more likely to detect a tornado forming in the Charlotte area? Not really, Harned says, at least for a large tornado.
The issue are the weak tornadoes, the small ones, the F-0s. And even if you're within 30, 40 miles of the radar, some of those smaller ones will be not detected.
Still, critics, including 9th District Congressman Robert Pittenger, say Charlotte is the largest metro area in the country not served by a nearby NEXRAD radar. Pittenger says that's unacceptable.
Why would Raleigh have radar and Charlotte not? That doesn't make sense. But why would every other city in the country have radar but not Charlotte?
Decisions about where to place the NEXRAD systems involved radar coverage patterns, budgets, and some good old-fashioned politics. With influence from then-South Carolina Senator Ernest Hollings, a radar went to Greer. And as part of a nationwide restructuring, the National Weather Service closed its Charlotte office in 1996. Over the years, members of Congress from North Carolina have repeatedly tried and failed to remedy the radar gap. A new effort by Pittenger has now taken the form of an amendment attached to a weather-related bill in Congress. The legislation would require the federal government to identify any radar coverage gaps around Charlotte or elsewhere and make recommendations to improve coverage.
We've already seen the fact of what's happened in previous years of not having adequate radar. I'm not going to wait for somebody to die before we deal with this.
The Senate approved the amended legislation last week, and Pittenger's office says it could return to the House for final approval this week. For now, though, the National Weather Service says it has no plans to install new NEXRAD radars and none of those radars are currently available for a new location. The agency says manufacturing a new system would cost at least $10 million. Funding for any new radars could be tough to come by. The Trump administration has proposed a 17% budget cut for the agency that oversees the National Weather Service. Still, Pittenger says providing money for NEXRAD coverage closer to Charlotte should be a priority if a new study proves there's a radar gap that needs closing. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.